This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. President Obama goes down to Atlanta tomorrow to pay a visit to the Centers for Disease Control. He's expected to announce exactly how the U.S. is going to step up its efforts to help contain the Ebola outbreak in parts of West Africa. Last week, the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation committed $50 million to that cause, $50 million. Paul Allen, Gates' Microsoft co-founder, has donated another $9 million. Together, that's almost as much as the American government has spent in that fight, and that model is quite possibly the wave of the future, as Marketplace's David Gura explains.
Gilbert Burnham gives a lot of credit to philanthropists. He heads the Center for Refugee and Disaster Response at Johns Hopkins.
This is going to be the thing that turns the tide, the concern of individuals rather than just the concern of government here.
The field of public health has changed, and according to Peter Redfield, a medical anthropologist at UNC, foundations and NGOs are more important than ever.
I think we now have a different set of expectations of what will happen in response to a kind of crisis or outbreak, and who will be the primary actors involved.
Governments and the UN used to take the lead, but Dan Bausch, an infectious disease expert at Tulane University, says their budgets took a hit after the financial crisis.
We probably would be on top of this more than we are if we hadn't seen some dwindling of those funds and capacity in recent years.
The Gates Foundation plays an outsized role in public health these days, but Rebecca Katz, a public health professor at George Washington University, says this pledge of support is kind of out of character.
They haven't traditionally been that engaged in disaster response, but this outbreak is precedent-setting in all sorts of ways.
She says she hopes some of that money will help with personnel. According to Katz, there are fewer than 250 doctors in all of Liberia.
And Sierra Leone, you're looking at a ratio of, you know, one physician for 30,000 people.
Not nearly enough to combat an outbreak, she says, that's still out of control. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.